The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. A little bit of expository teaching and preaching. Are we chosen? Do we choose? Is there a balance between the two regarding God and us? Also, what kind of rights does adoption provide? And finally, this action is what we will ultimately give to God.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770, 972-445-0770. Keep in mind, any topic is open for a conversation because it's not professional radio. I don't even think it's amateur radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First and foremost, our first sponsor for our first segment, Jamie Blumenthal. Retirement Strategies and Solutions. Jamie and Nancy Blumenthal are the owners and the presidents. Here's the simplicity of it all. You want to retire the right way. Perhaps you're at that point where you're thinking, man, when I get to this age of retirement, maybe you're thinking that in your 20s. Maybe you're not thinking that in your 20s because you're thinking you're indestructible. You're not. Maybe your 30s, you're starting to recognize, oh, wait, there's a few pains in my body. In your 40s, 50s, and 60s, it's time. It's time for the financial checkup. Jamie Blumenthal will give you a free checkup. How much? Free. How much? Free. No cost checkup. That's kind of nice. All you got to do is go to the retiretherightway.com website. Retiretherightway.com. As opposed to going the wrong way, like Wrong Way Feldman on Gilligan's Island, you want to retiretherightway.com. You want to do it right. They are the owners of Retirement Strategies and Solutions. You can call them at 800-287-1667. That's 800-287-1667. You can also go to davidspoonmedia.com, and we are linked to them directly. If you want to talk to somebody at no cost and get a financial checkup, these are the people you want to do it with, Jamie and Nancy. They will talk to you hour and a half, give you an idea of what's going on, and you just see where it goes from there. You can't spend any money with them. You can't break out a checkbook and write any money. You can only talk to them and see if there's the connect. If there's connect, then you go forward. RetireTheRightWay.com. Let me check in real quickly. Wonder Julie had just did such a wonderful job. And then after, what you guys don't know is after the show yesterday, she was able to show me some pictures from the run that she did on the 10-year anniversary, which I told my wife all about. And very impressive photos that I saw. But, you know, when she comes in, she wants to make sure that you show her the photos. Okay? She's like, hey, make sure that Wonder Julie knows, you know, I want to see those. Like, okay, I will tell her, dear.
It was one of the most... the biggest experiences of my life.
That's
it was huge.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. I just want to say great job in sharing that. I really appreciate that.
No problem.
All right, two things. One thing you might not know. Do you know what day it is today?
Thursday.
Nothing gets by you. It's Thursday. Okay. That's great. It's chocolate milkshake day.
Okay.
Come on. I mean, that's a good one. Chocolate milkshake day. Also, for those that are wondering, I did recently just get word, as in like today, that Pastor Morris is going to be joining us on the show. Robert Morris is going to be joining us from the Gateway Ministries, the Gateway Church. We are coordinating the times right now. He's got some new books coming out and so on and so forth. I mean, it's a big church, big conglomeration, a lot of busy. I mean, can you imagine that if you had a church of 20,000 people, plus you were a national and international speaker, plus you were doing book tours, plus they had you doing conferences, plus they had you doing prison visits, plus you...
And he's coming here?
Well, he's not gonna come in the studio.
Oh.
He'll probably either join us by phone or... Well, actually, on that case, just like James Robeson, we'll have to kind of do a pre-record just to coordinate the time. Here's the thing that I want to tell people that don't know. So I've had the chance to interview everybody. I mean, almost everybody. There's just one person. I didn't get a chance to interview Billy Graham. He was the only one that I always knew was never going to get to have interviewed everybody else in his family. It's just not him. And I've always had the privilege of talking to everybody there. And a lot of people, when they do radio interviews, there's a lot of gotchas and there's a lot of leaning questions and so on and so forth. I don't do that. And the reason that I don't do that is pretty simple. And that is, we as Christians are building with the Lord a kingdom. And in this kingdom that we're building, we're trying to support and strengthen one another. And there might be somebody listening that can really be blessed by the ministry of the person that's talking. I'm not going to have somebody on the show whose ministry is a dog in the sense of it's not good for anybody. I'm not having them on the show. That's not the goal. The goal is to lift up, to build up. It's kind of a Barnabas ministry of encouragement. So if Pastor Morris is able to join us, and again, he's got a church of, I think it's about 22 or 24,000. When he's able to join us, I'm not going to sit there and ask him all these tricky kind of questions. I want to know what he thinks of what's going on in the church and how he views it as an evangelical, how he views life and how he views how it's affecting communities all over the country. I find that fascinating, okay? That's the kind of stuff that I find to be fantastic. Let's see. I did tell you, and I should tell you, I did get my test results.
Everything all right?
So it is true that I've had one too many Taco Bell.
You better skip milkshake day.
It's true that I've had one too many Taco Bell, Jack in the Box kind of runs, but they did put me on a medicine. It did not affect me in any other capacity, and it did substantially lower my cholesterol. So that's a good thing. The bad thing is the doctor said, that's fantastic. Now let's get you to do it and not the medicine. So my thinking is that means I'm really going to have to diet severely. So what shall I do? I will have to celebrate before I diet. That's the only way. That's the way I think of things. I'm older. Leave me alone. That's all I can say.
I'm shaking my head back
and
forth.
I know you are. All right. Okay. All right, folks, as you know, Thursday is expository day. So for those that are unfamiliar with what we do, basically, typically I'll teach topical, and I've been doing that for about 35 years. But I also teach from an expository point of view, and we are doing in expository fashion the book of Ephesians. And our key component here is the very beginning of Ephesians. So I'm just going to read from it and go from it. And if it's great for you, awesome. And if not, don't listen. In fact, if you're on the radio and you don't like it, there's this knob that you can turn. And if you turn the knob, you're done. You can listen to something else, like static. Here is what the verse says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise and glorious grace which he has freely given us in the one he loves. Last week, when we started the expository teaching, we talked about the scripture helping us understand that we're blessed in the heavenly realms. And some people say, well, how are you blessed in the heavenly realms? That doesn't even make any sense. And the answer is pretty straightforward. It's by our union with Christ that we participate in his authority, the exousia, and the power, the dunamos, that comes through Christ. In Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25, it talks about Jesus interceding for us. In John, 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, it talks about him being our advocate, not quite a defense attorney, but a defense representative, so to speak. He intercedes for us and he protects us. And so we're connected to Jesus, and that's how we share in the heavenly realms, those kind of blessings. But verse 4 goes to this whole other place, and I find it super fascinating. Verse 4, he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. All right, let's talk about that chosen. You're going to have an election that's going to come up a year from November? Something like that. Or November, or whatever. It's coming up a year from November, right? Bottom line is you're going to make a choice. Nobody's going to force you to make the choice. People might try to influence you. People might try to tell you it's this, it's that, or whatever. I'm not going to tell you how to vote. I don't think that's the way to go about it. I don't think other people should tell you how to vote. I think you got a brain, use it. Okay? That's the goal. I happen to be a person that believes that the Bible is the word of God. I happen to be a person that believes that God created the universe and that the dude can write a book. I don't feel that's a stretch in logic. And with that in mind, understanding that God can write a book, I use that book as my guidepost, as my guideline. And yes, I understand, man got a hold of it, man did this, and man did this. It's amazing that Bill O'Reilly from the years past can write a number one bestseller, but God can't write a book. What is he? He needs a new publisher or something. So I find stuff like that bizarre. Here's the key. It says that God has chosen us. He chose us in him before the creation of the world. And on this radio show, in the next 45 minutes of the show or 50 minutes of the show, we are not going to resolve the free will predestination issue that has gone on for 3,500 years, let alone the intensity it's gone through in the last 2,000 years. But we are going to offer up some different solutions. And you might think, well, why would you do that? And that's because there is a tension between free will and predestination. And there is a solution. There is a resolution. But before we get into any of that stuff, I want you to understand that when the church at Ephesus heard that they were sovereignly chosen, elected by God, they weren't all sitting there and thinking, gee, how does this stack up against free will? They didn't hear that letter and go, you know, Paul says that, and that's really cool, but how does that work with free will, and how does that work with foreknowledge and predestination? You know what they were thinking? They were thinking, cool, God chose me. That's what they were thinking. When we come back, we'll explore that a little deeper. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Just as I am, you reach down and see you.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Johnny.
How's retirement?
Well, I have to be at work at 7:30 in the morning.
Whoa, Frank. I thought you were retired.
Yeah, well, I didn't do a good job keeping my money safe, and when the market dropped, I lost half my money, so I had to go back to work.
So now what?
Well, you can have fries with that.
No, Frank, that's not what I mean. People have problems all the time. They make mistakes, but what are you going to do about it now?
Who's
going
to help me in my position? My finances are a mess.
You need my guy. Contact Jamie Blumenthal from Retirement Strategies and Solutions. He and his wife Nancy have helped over 600 clients just in the Dallas area. If he can help you, he'll let you know, and he won't charge anything for you to find out.
How do I get a hold of him?
Go to his website, retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com. You can also call him at 800-287-1667.
Thanks, Johnny.
No problem, Frank. Remember, plan right, retire right, retire the right way, my friend. Get in touch with Jamie today.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
I did what most Christian men would do when they make a mistake It's their fault. There's nothing but humiliation on your face, and you're trying to recover in the moment. And you know what I did? I blamed it on every possible unseen force except for myself.
You have chosen wisely.
So guess who knocked that crystal light on that white carpet? It was Satan, by golly. Well, it was at that moment, because it certainly wasn't my fault. I didn't knock the crystal light all over. It was my glass. I did pour it. I did bring it to the table, and somehow fell on the carpet and spread everywhere. And by golly, I wasn't going to take the blame for it, because that would be taking personal responsibility. Well, I'm not taking personal responsibility. After all, that $500 deposit we just had that we were hoping to get back when we move out is already down to $200. And it was dropping by the dollar as the stuff was spreading.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Yeah, it's not that complex. Also, website, davidspoonmedia.com. You know, we're trying to do some expansion and take care of some things. If you feel led by the Holy Spirit to donate to us, we'd love it. If not, don't worry about it. It's whatever the Lord's leading you to do, I'm good for. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. That is the ways to get in touch with us. A trivia question to start this next segment, and then we will do our sponsor. Trivia question. Ready? Ready? How many swords did the disciples have when Jesus forewarned them that there was trouble? They pulled their stuff together and they had swords. How many swords did they have? What was the number? See if you can figure that out. Let us know either online or reach out to us on the phone, 972-445-0770. Okay, this next commercial by our latest sponsor, Benefit Link.
I got a peaceful, easy feeling.
So Medicare is a national health insurance program, and here's a fact. Medicare can be confusing and doesn't always provide enough coverage for the seniors' needs. That's just a reality check. So there is a zero-cost service that helps seniors navigate the Medicare options by providing objective advice and personal support. The answer is the Benefit Link. No cost. How much? No cost. How much? No cost. The Benefit Link advocates, and they are available. They advocate for you, and they're available on a daily basis for every day. Anytime you need help, you just reach out to them, 972-BENEFIT. How great is that phone number? 972-BENEFIT, B-E-N-E-F-I-T. 972-BENEFIT. That's who you call. Or go to thebenefitlink.com. That's thebenefitlink.com. The Benefit Link is passionate about providing peace of mind for people. Diana, who's the owner of the company, going to be coming into the studio next week to share her story, which is indeed going to be very intense and a lot of fun. All right, so the trivia question, how many swords did the disciples have? Remember when Jesus forewarned them in Luke, the end of the Gospel of Luke, Jesus said, before you didn't lack anything. Now I tell you, sell your clothes and get swords. How many swords did they have? Because there is a number. I want you to think about that. Don't Google it. That's cheap. Okay? You got to look it up. I already told you it's in the book of Luke. Check it out towards the end. Let's keep on with this probably the most top three debates theologically. I'm not, again, going to answer every possible question that people have on predestination and free will, on the idea of being chosen or on the idea of choosing. There are a multitude of scriptures that go both ways. I think most people know that. I think you know the whosoever will is available and in front of everybody, but also you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. So when you take all of these things, you put them together, you go, wow, it's a lot there. Of course there's a lot there. It's a very intense subject. Again, I want to reiterate what the church at Ephesus, how they would have responded. If you were a person who was listening to them read this letter from Paul, and keep in mind what would happen is they didn't get a letter from Paul and then Xerox it and give everybody a copy. All right? Somebody stood up in front of everybody, kind of like in the Nehemiah Ezra days, and somebody read the letter and people listened. No doubt they read it slowly or multiple times. And as they're reading it, here's what they're hearing right off the bat. God has chosen you, for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. And what they were responding to and what they're going to be rejoicing in is, hey, God chose us. So that when you get down to that question, what is the reality check in that tension? There's a great image that people have tried to draw where there's a big door and it says, whosoever will may enter, and you enter, and then you turn around and look at the backside of the door and it says, chosen from eternity beginning. So it's like the whole mindset is that it's almost mysterious, but it's not quite that mysterious. I'm going to read you a scripture that brings it into an understanding. Comes out of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Because the question is not whether or not God knew what you were going to choose. He's all-knowing. He knew. The question is whether God chose you or you chose God or both. And the answer is going to be it depends on what side of the elephant you're looking at. 2 Timothy 2:19 says this, and I encourage you to read this scripture so you can understand it. Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, sealed with this inscription. 2 Timothy 2:19. Number one, the Lord knows those who are his, and everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. There are two very distinct positions of the same thing. The Lord knows those who are his, From a divine point of view, predestination, election, choosing, that's all solid like a rock. You're not going to change that. But from the human point of view, we have not a clue. We don't know. And God's not telling you. That's why this guy's the greatest guy in the world. Oh, this gal's the greatest girl in the world. They're just the most awesome Christians ever. And then they fall. And then you're like, what? Because on our side, we don't get to know to the same level that God knows because we are finite beings, not infinite beings. You can be very secure in your salvation. You can be very strong in your faith, but you have to acknowledge only God knows those around you who is and isn't going in. And so what the scripture teaches us is from God's point of view, this is a chosen deal. From the human point of view, make sure you're pursuing God. So it combines them. It simply really depends on which side of the coin you're looking at. Are you looking at the head or are you looking at the tail? For you do make a decision, but God knew what your decision was going to be and responded accordingly. You get that? But again, and I just want to emphasize this one more time. This is what happens when you get into expository teaching. There's no end to this. You have to understand what the Ephesians were hearing. What they were hearing is, hey, before the world even began, God said, you. Now, before you get all excited about it and think it's because I'm awesome, that's not why. Okay, so before you get the all pride going, it's like take a step down, Sparky. All right? God chose you for his purposes and for his plan to fulfill his will. In fact, that's exactly what it says in verse 11 of this same text. It says, in him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works everything out in conformity with the purpose of his will. You were chosen because that was God's plan. But you had to choose because God didn't show you the fullness of his plan. He simply showed you the testimony of Jesus Christ. Okay? So that's how you take those two really wild things and you pull them together. That's how you take predestination and free will and put them together in one cup. You have to choose, but you were chosen. Okay? It's a tension between the two. Here's the next thing that it says, which I find is fascinating. Before the creation of the world, that doesn't get talked a lot about because guess what? Before the world was like birthed, that sound was the birthing of the earth. Ready? So here, ready? No earth, earth. There you go. Okay? I was going to write you a letter, right? Can't get out of that. It's stuck in my mind from my mom. So the bottom line is, before the creation even existed, God had this plan. And in fact, in verse 11, we find out that before anything else happened, there was a plan going on. And we're walking in a part of that plan and going through that process. Meantime, and we get into this later on, the church is being used to demonstrate the wisdom of God, which is why it feels like people are watching you. They are. It's just not people. It's beings in heavenly places. But anyhow, beyond that, let's look at what it says. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. To be holy means to be separate, and to be blameless means to be unblemished. And why you are separate and unblemished or unstained is because God is making a people for him to hang out with. He could have made you a robot. He could have changed your programming. But God wanted the free expression of love and worship back and forth. So the result of God choosing you leads you into a separate and unblemished position with God, to be holy and blameless in his sight. The result of God choosing you is simply that. Now, when we come back, we're going to deal with something that's totally awesome, and that is the next verse, which talks about adoption and what those rights are as an adoptive believer. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
I punish myself. I go down to the jail of my soul.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
Who is David Spoon?
We have on the line Tina from Elkhorn. Tina, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing today?
I am doing great.
One, is this the first time you've heard the show?
No, I listen to you every time I get into my car when I leave my job.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Is there anything that we can be praying for just to be in agreement with you regarding anything that the Lord's working on in you?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, fire away.
First of all, I'd like to see my family's hearts turned. Second of all, I am not putting God first, and I'm not being obedient in certain ways. Let me sum it up a little bit. I have a boyfriend.
Okay.
I should answer it. So I really need prayer to get back on track with God.
Okay. Let me pray with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, let's pray. Lord, we just come before you right now, and we lift up Tina to you, and we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that first and foremost you would work on her family's hearts, that there'd be a softening and that there'd be a grace and a mercy given to the family and between the relationship that Tina has with the family, and we just pray that your mercy would prevail, and we just pray that you would encourage her. Instead of this being a discouragement, let this become an encouragement that she is a daughter of the Most High seeking out help from her Heavenly Father. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost 5 grandchildren. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. You want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia at gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Somebody online got the answer correctly to the trivia question. So I guess we should give a ding, ding, ding for that. I guess that's probably the way to do it, even though they really can't hear the ding, ding, ding online, which is the funniest part.
Ding, 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 ding.
There it is. There's the ding. The question was, how many swords did the disciples have when Jesus forewarned them? Comes out of Luke chapter 22, verse 38. The answer is 2. They said, here are 2 swords. Jesus said, that's enough. There are some people that think that he was talking literally about swords, symbolically about swords. I mean, it's kind of all over the place. It's like, that part's fine. The answer was 2. Here are 2 swords. Jesus goes, that's enough. Although it might have been a little bit more Yiddish. That's enough. You know, it's kind of that kind of thing. Okay. This segment brought to good job, by the way, Jared, on that answer. And by the way, I don't almost have 5 grandchildren. I have 5, and there may be another announcement coming soon. This segment brought to you by Mr. Restore.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and water, damage, cleanup, sewage removal, all other restoration services in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Irving, Grapevine, the whole area, all the entire area, Mr. Restore is the answer. You can go to MrRestore.com. That's the website, and get all the information that you need. Bottom line is, if you've got something going on, if you've got a problem, if you've got an issue, if you got something happened in your home, boom, 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 get somebody who has thousands of happy customers, family-owned and operated. They will be responsive and on-site within 60 minutes in emergency situations. A-plus rating with the BBB. They work with all insurance companies. They do free evaluations. Get in touch with them. 877-631-7576. 877-631-7576. MrRestore.com. Great. And then you can always link through our site as well. Okay? All right. Okay? All right. It's all right?
All right. All right. All right.
Let's see. What was I going to tell you? So I can't tell you any more about that one thing that I kind of dropped a hint on. I'll leave that there. We got people coming in the studio. Leaving that there. Okay, we're just moving on. We're moving on, folks. By the way, if you do want prayer, you can always go to davidspoonmedia.com. There's a prayer link, and we just pray over the people. We don't make it public unless you ask us to, so we're real careful about that. Should we drop in another trivia question? This is a tough one. Isn't here a tough one? This is like an expert level. You guys feeling like you could do an expert level? Okay, this is intermediate level. Proverbs chapter 1. Who was rejected by fools, the simple, and those who mock? Who was rejected? Who was rejected by fools, the simple, and those who mock? If you can do it either online or call us, 972-445-0770. I've been doing this show. I have 120 shows. I still have to look at the phone number. Golly. I'm not getting old. I'm getting better at whining. Get it? All right. So here's where we start off with. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who's blessed us in the heavenly realms and with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will. So I think it's really important to start the expository mood understanding what the motivation or what the moving factor or the moving verb was in the actions that God has towards us. It's love. Now, part of the problem is the world has redefined the word love to mean accept whatever anybody does, never say anything about it. Everybody's to be supported in anything and any endeavor they do, think, or say. That type of love does not exist in the Bible. God does not love people that way. If he loved people that way, he never would have sent a prophet, not a single one. If God loved people in such a manner, he never would have disciplined. If God loved people in such a manner, the first message from John the Baptist, from Jesus Christ, from Peter on the first sermon, for the church, from Paul, and from every other New Testament spokesperson, the first message has always been repent. Now, people don't like to talk about that part. In fact, they always try and cherry pick the Bible, which is awesome if you want to abuse the word of God like Satan did. But you can't do that because it's not acceptable. You have to take the full counsel of God. And when God says he loves us enough not to leave us alone and let us destroy ourselves and then to require us to respond and to react and to engage with him, and that requires a change of direction. Repent can have a sorry element connected to it, but it has a much greater element that's connected to the changing direction more than anything else. When God loves us, he disciplines us. When my child did something wrong that was dangerous for them, so let's just use Josh and Jeremiah taking a screwdriver and trying to put it inside an electrical socket, if I'm a dad that loves according to the world, I'd be like, go ahead, see what happens. But as a protective father, not only do I put something over the electrical socket, I show them the screwdriver and I go, no. Wrong. And you think, well, that's how you tell a dog it's wrong. That's right. And that's how you tell a two-year-old it's wrong. And if you don't like it, it's tough because you have to tell them what's right and wrong, and you have to give them consequences for not listening. That's love. Not worldly, philosophical, make everybody feel warm and yummy inside. Guess what? Life's not full of warm and yummy all the time. Doesn't work that way. So in love, God predestined us to be adopted. Ooh. And that's the key phrase in verse 5, that the Jewish people, myself included, we were kind of in the target. But what God did was expanded the gospel to the Gentiles. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To the Jew first, and then to the Gentile. Okay? So there's this idea that there is an adaptation for the people who are Gentiles, who are not the chosen Israel, to be a part of the game, to be a part of the walk, to be a part of the love and the connection and the experience with God. In order to do that, God did a adoption, because the people that were Gentiles were not part of the original 12 tribes. They weren't part of Jacob. They weren't a part of Isaac. They weren't part of Abraham. So he adopted. Here's the thing you have to know about adoption. Ready? This is the coolest thing, so you must get this. An adoptive child, in spite of all the Hollywood movies you have seen, in spite of all the things that you've been told on television, in screens or in magazines or internet, an adoptive child bears all the privileges of a natural child, period. So you have, as an adoptive child of God, every single right and entitlement that God offers to children, to his children. And when people try and tell you you're not better, which is kind of what they did with the movie The Ten Commandments, they were kind of like they tried to make Pharaoh, like make Moses feel like he was less than because he was adopted into the family. Incorrect. I mean, it just wasn't, all that was an envy, but it wasn't a reality. It wasn't law, and that's the thing. Now, I'm not talking about a will that specifies money in certain terms. I'm talking about the legality or the law. If there is an inheritance, and it is $100,000, and there are 10 people, they're supposed to receive it equally, it's $10,000 apiece. And if that inheritance, there is an adoptive child, that child, unless stipulated otherwise, will receive the exact same amount as the natural children. Period. Unless it's specified otherwise. The idea is for us to understand that God's adaptation of us into his kingdom and adaptation for the Gentiles with the Jews into the one new man called Christian, it's all this. You are a child of the Most High God, and your dad is the King of the universe, and you have the position that is not tarnished, created by God. There's no asterisk by your. I'm adopted into the kingdom of God. There's not an asterisk there. I know they have asterisks in sports and all the things because they were like, he drank Coca-Cola. Whatever. I don't even care. There's no asterisk in the kingdom of God. You're there. And you've been adopted as his children through Christ. Can you imagine Jesus doing an incomplete job? Well, you're adopted, but you only have some things through me. I don't see the logic or the wisdom in any of that. And what does it say? It's in accordance with his pleasure and will. Every time somebody tells you that this is what it is, it's usually not what it is. It's what God wants. It's what his will is. It's what his pleasure is. It's what he desires. What the problem that we have as Christians is we get a plan, we have a desire, and then we tell God, this is your desire now. I know it's true because I have it inside of me. That's when you're acting like a 5-year-old, okay? God's plans, God's purposes, God's designs, not your flesh. Even though you tell the Lord, yes, it's your will for me to win the lottery, that does not necessitate it is God's will for you to win the lottery, even though you want it. Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk about what it all leads to, because it leads somewhere, and that's what we have to understand. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Fact, Medicare is a national health insurance program. Fact, Medicare can be confusing and doesn't always provide enough coverage for seniors' needs. The answer is the Benefit Link. This is a zero-cost service that helps seniors navigate their Medicare options by providing objective advice and personal support. Fact, for no cost, the Benefit Link has advocates available on a direct basis every day who are ready to help you. Call 972-BENEFIT. That's 972-BENEFIT. Or go to thebenefitlink.com. That's thebenefitlink.com. The Benefit Link is passionate about providing peace of mind. Fact, this is great for you, so act now.
What is the David Spoon experience?
I did what most Christian men would do when they make a mistake. It's their fault. There's nothing but humiliation on your face, and you're trying to recover in the moment. And you know what I did? I blamed it on every possible unseen force except for myself.
You have chosen wisely.
So guess who knocked that crystal light on that white carpet? It was Satan, by golly. Well, it was at that moment, because it certainly wasn't my fault. I didn't knock the crystal light all over. It was my glass. I did pour it. I did bring it to the table, and somehow fell on the carpet and spread everywhere. And by golly, I wasn't going to take the blame for it, because that would be taking personal responsibility. Well, I'm not taking personal responsibility. After all, that $500 deposit we just had that we were hoping to get back when we move out is already down to $200. And it was dropping by the dollar as the stuff was spreading.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, get well, live well, get to feeling groovy again.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do want to let you know to reach us, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website davidspoonmedia.com, because that's my handle. There we go. For those that want the maximum effect, when I'm doing the expository teaching, I'm going to be doing a live feed through Facebook, and then you can also listen to it on the app, the KAAM 770 app, and then you can watch it and hear it, and then you get to hear a lot of the side noises, right? The app does all those, right? All your noises are on the, like, if they're listening on the app, they hear all the things we do, right? Like the, we
hope. I have no idea.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. You know what? Get a really big cup and attach it to your ear and point it in this direction. That could help. Probably not. That might get you arrested if you put it on your ear and you walk around downtown. That's not a good idea. This segment brought to you by Dr. Brandon Brown. Dr. Brandon Brown, also known as Dr. B, he is the director of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson. He is Dr. Extraordinaire. Had some contact with him yesterday. Here's the deal. His website, drbrandonbrown.com. Now watch how we do this. It's not just a regular Dr. It's drbrandonbrown.com. drbrandonbrown.com. Get in touch with him. If you see him, if you talk to him and you tell him you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, here's what's cool. You get a lollipop, because he bought a bag of lollipops for the clients. I think that's nice. I like stuff like that. All right, I'm going to answer this because I'm not going to answer it because I'm trying to not have faith in you. It's just a matter of timing. I'll give you 5 minutes just in case somebody thinks they can pull it off. Who was rejected by fools, the simple, and those who mock, according to Proverbs 1? I'll give you a couple seconds on that one. I can't go too long. So here I want to do a recap. If you remember, we talked about the book of Ephesians chapter 1 through 3 essentially talks about our position. And chapters 4, 5, and 6 in Ephesians talk about our practice. So in different ways of saying it, chapters 1 through 3, from a helicopter point of view, the outline of the book, 1 through 3 show where we are in the Lord, and then chapters 4, 5, and 6 in Ephesians show what we should be doing because of where we are in the Lord. So we're only in the greeting part. This is the second week, and we are actually going to get through the sixth verse. Last week, we talked about verses 1 and 2 in chapter 1, just on the intro, talking about peace and grace. And now we're talking about this section on the Father. What you're going to find out in chapter 1 is there's the intro, and then there's a section regarding the Father, regarding the Son, and regarding the Holy Spirit. So we're kind of winding it up on the section on the Father. Here is what chapter 1 the emphasis here is to understand what the flow is. And here's what the flow is. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with the pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. Huge. This all leads somewhere. This whole, chosen in him, adopted, it all leads somewhere. It leads to the praise of God's glorious grace, unmerited favor. It leads to us praising the Lord and the gifts he's bestowed on us, freely given us, through Jesus Christ, the one he loves. This is where it leads to. See, these positions that we have in the Lord, they're awesome. And then what happens is somebody gets on television or somebody gets in front of a conference or a seminary and they tell you all of these positions and they're all connected somehow financially, so give me $1,000 and then I'll bless you. Like, what? These positions in the Lord lead to an action or an activity on our part, and that action or activity is to be people of praise. Instead of being these victim people or I'm better than everybody else people, because none of those are good, we're supposed to be a thankful people. In fact, in Romans 1, Paul goes, first I thank my God. There, that's a good idea. Our Father who art thou in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's a good idea. Why do you think the church services start off when they gather everybody together with praise? Because thanks and praise and acknowledgement should be the first thing that happens. And so all of this stuff, we're adopted and we're chosen before the foundation of the earth. Remember I talked about the predestination versus free will. And all of this stuff and all the grace and all the peace and he's blessed us in heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing and wow, to his praise, to his glory, to his honor. That's where it leads to. You know, you go through these trials just like I do. And even though we do these repeat trials, and you go through the trial and you get through it, and then sometimes you sit there and you say, well, I don't even know how much of it I retained. But throughout that process, the Lord has taught you to be thankful, to appreciative, and so on and so forth. And a big part of what we don't catch in the trials is throughout that process, every time we give thanks, every time we give acknowledgement, it brings glory to God, and it helps us grow up a little. because there's a lot of us that we get stuck in the infant stage of our faith and our belief. We don't do anything. We don't move forward. Hey, when you can look something square in the face and you know you not only have no control, but it could end up being a disaster, then you can still honestly and earnestly say, praise his holy name for this entire process. You're growing up. I didn't say you were there. I just said you're growing up. I'm terrible at this. Wonder Julie would testify. I'm a whiner, right? But I know I'm a whiner, and I'm trying to whine less. That's the key. And it's the praise of his glorious grace, this gift he has given us, this unmerited favor. You can, and it's the one of the most interesting concept. It's like, well, I got to do whatever I can to get the favor of God. That's an oxymoron right there. You can't do that. You can't do the best you can to get the favor of God, to get the unmerited favor of God. The only way to get the unmerited favor of God is to receive it. You cannot earn it. Hence, unmerited. See, hence the word. And so in all of this stuff, in this all of this phrase and all of this phrasing, you know, through Jesus Christ, we're blessed in heavenly realms. We're blessed in Christ. He chose us before the creation of the world. We're holy, to be holy and blameless. Our position and God setting us apart a people for himself. In love, he predestined us. We're adopted in accordance with his will, all to praise his wonderful grace that he's granted us, that we cannot earn but joyfully receive. And that's why it says even in this verse, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given, not given based on merit. It's when we figure out that we can't earn the favor, that we walk in more favor. Not that there's more favor, it's just that it's accessing to us more because we're allowing more in. You get that? I like this expository stuff. It's deep. You know, most people are like, my wife probably doesn't like it that much, just being honest. But what are you going to do? All right, folks, tomorrow I have no idea what we're doing. So you get ready for that one, because who knows what that's going to be like. I don't know if you, I mean, the Lord knows. See what I'm talking about? Free will, predestination, right there. Perfect. All right, and here's what I want you to do. Take all the good stuff that you've heard and use it and keep it and let it be a part of you and make sure that you walk in the Lord. Don't be afraid to be honest in your prayer, and don't think you're done. You're done when the trumpet blows for you personally or for all of us collectively. Then you'll be done. Until then, hang in and hang on. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Who knows when a broken heart...
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.